Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They get back outside. Once again, Murray in deep trouble. Backpedaling, throwing it up for Harris. Oh, he's got it for a first down. A backflip throw to the rookie, and they stay alive.
Wow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was a big one. Man. Fourth and five. Kyler Murray off his back foot. It's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wasn't the worst coverage.
Kept the drive alive. And Arizona goes down and gets a field goal and wins a game.
Man.
What do you think about this, Goo? 5-1-0. Comcast Business text line. Reading into the quotes from the defensive players over the course of the season, they're keeping it professional, but I get the impression that they don't really believe in Sorensen.
Wow. And I think the other comment was Mooney Ward, who I had an issue with. I felt him when he said after the Minnesota game, I'm a better version of myself when I follow the one. And he wanted Justin Jefferson assignment. I'm just saying.
He's not having a good year.
Well, I mean, who is defensively outside of Fred Warner?
Bosa.
Well, he got an interception yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he money time?
Well, I think.
Getting the ball ran down his face just like the rest of the 49er front line. Man, Steiny, this has got to change. It's got to change soon.
It doesn't have to. Maybe they're not that good. Maybe they're at the end of their run.
But, wow. They lost two division games that they should have won. I'm going to throw trivia to you. How many games, division games, have the Niners lost the last two seasons?
Two.
One. It was to the Rams. But, damn, they've lost two this year already. So, two they should have won. Double-digit leads blown.
888-957-9570. Yeah, I mean, you don't blow two. If you don't blow a 13-point lead and a 14-point lead, you're 4-1. That's the way to look at it. Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. I told you, Bonte, he didn't believe me a couple weeks ago that negative radio sometimes is really good. That's what Radish used to say. And after losses, man, that's some of the best radio you can get. I know that sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. I'm paraphrasing Radish, but he said something. Listen, guys, how about giving some credit to the other teams once in a while? I mean, listen, Arizona came in here wounded after my Commanders put a whooping on them the week before. But give them credit, man. They hung in the game. They came back. And that throw that Murray makes off his back foot to Harris. Yeah. I hate to say it. I know it's going to pee off a lot of Niner fans, but Brock can't make that throw. So those are things that you have to just put up and recognize and give other people credit for the talent. Some of the things I think Brock are trying to do are kind of out of his element. I think he is feeling a little bit of pressure. I was wondering if this was going to happen, but that pressure, everybody, including Guru, keeps saying this guy is worth $50 billion and all this stuff, and I think we need to think about that. Whether he is or isn't, the market will say, but he's got to be feeling some of that pressure because he's hearing that noise. Hey, you got to live up to the contract.
Yeah,
he's trying to scramble like he's scrambling around like he's Lamar Jackson, and he's not Lamar Jackson. And so he needs to just play his game. I feel like Brock's kind of pressing a little bit, and I think maybe he just needs to relax and just go back to doing what he does. Let's stop trying to be elite. Just try to be a quarterback that got you to where you – to where you are. So I just think, hey, man, let's just give credit to the other team.
Yeah.
And Guru, how about my Commanders, brother? We coming after the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. You ain't coming after them. You're ahead of them. And Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. But I'll take one issue with our good friend Austin. I don't think Purdy thinks he's Lamar Jackson. He's running. And we are not talking about the lack of protection that the offensive line is giving him. He's running by necessity a majority of the time, Steiny. And then when I throw the damn interception, it's because somebody can't block or, what did Kyle say? They're bringing more than we're blocking. But give me more than that. Damn, that's going to happen on most Sunday, Thursdays, and Mondays. But I do not look at Brock Purdy and say he's trying to be Lamar. Austin, he's running – you know, again, by necessity. But the one thing that is not Brock Purdy's fault, Steiny, and I'll say this, because I'm not up here caping for him. He was off yesterday. He was, to me, and they still had a chance to win the game. He doesn't control Jordan Mason and his carries. And I just can't stop looking at the box score. 14. That is ridiculous. He should have that in a half. And again, Tom Brady, the great, the GOAT, said it. I'm not used to this Niner team just throwing the ball around the yard. And you can't get in when it's money time. Like, you can get it to the red zone, but that's what's crazy about this season, Steiny. That had nothing to do with the defense. You get 16 more points, 1-6 in the red zone. I mean, excuse me, what, 15 more points? 20 more points, 5 times 4. Come on, Goo. I mean, man, this game's not close. But that's the reality. The red zone, that's the issue. The red zone for the offense and defensively just stopping the run, and teams that got weaponry. New England had nothing last week.
I feel like I agree with Austin. I can't quite put it into terms, but I do feel like Purdy was just, I don't know. I felt like he was trying to do too much yesterday. I do. And maybe he felt that need because there wasn't much happening. But I don't know. I thought he was almost too casual at points, believe it or not, and trying to make plays. I don't know. I just feel like, felt like the, obviously more incompletions than we're normally seeing with Purdy.
First one of the game went for an incompletion.
And the other thing is he threw 2 interceptions in the second half. You can't do that. You can't do that. And he did. And then you have a costly fumble, and you're not turning the ball over. And for the second time this year, the 49ers get beat after having a 2-score lead.
Let's say, before you go, let's just say you're right. But it's Kyle's job to know that he might be pressing or trying to do too much. I didn't get that. I think this has become the norm for Purdy this year without McCaffrey. But, Steiny, you got a running game on the day, I won't even mention J.P. Mason, that averaged 5.9 a pop. That's 6 yards. Why wouldn't you lean on the running game more? If you thought that the kid was trying to do too much.
I don't know.
How do you not score the second half?
415, Brock passed up from the Comcast business text line. Brock passed up a lot of underneath easy throws to Mason, the running back, and the outlet passes to the wide receivers that could have gotten him chunk yardage to make it easy on third down. Hey. But everybody wants him to throw long.
We were told, guys like you were saying, Goo, this is not what the Niners do as a whole. And I was like, well, they got some guys that can, they got some athleticism. And the pass, you know, Purdy was making a conscious effort to throw the ball down the field. That we can't ignore that. But now if you're saying they're doing it too much and you're – I don't know, man. I just know they did not score in the second half yesterday. Like, Steiny, that's unacceptable. And nobody asked Kyle about it. Not one of the journal, not one reporter said, what's up with your offense? You got guys on the game, the initials DJ, that are calling you a genius. And you got a red zone problem. Not a Pasoy problem. You got a red zone problem.
Look –
too much talent.
Who?
The offense to have, without McCaffrey, to be 9-22 and 30th in red zone efficiency. Steiny, that's real. I don't know why. That's not good. This is how you get beat. Defense was playing their ass off in the first half. Get 50-yard run. Okay, it happens. Great run by Murray. Second play of the game for them. But you know and I know they got more talent than goose eggs in the second half at home.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a different team. It's a different team than last year.
But when you give me that look, what do you mean, though? Like,
first of all, and I don't really – can we acknowledge Brandon Ayuk?
115 in the first half.
Yeah. Come on, Goo.
What, like, when you say that, what are you saying? Because I'm not telling you he's Justin Jefferson. I never have.
He's not. He's not even close.
But when you say that –
he is a possession receiver. That is what he is, I think. All his catches are 15 yards for the most part.
He had one yesterday for 53.
Yeah, he broke a tackle. Or a guy missed a tackle, then he runs down the sidelines. But they don't have a deep threat on this team.
I don't.
A deep, deep threat.
He didn't get in the end zone, but.
What's new?
I just, wow, man. Sonny, I'm calling these games collapse. Do you have a problem with me calling a game like this a collapse? You're up 13, and then you don't score? I don't understand. And to Austin's point, I wasn't running around here on Market Street saying Brock Purdy should be the highest paid quarterback. I'm reading the room. I'm looking at the tea leaves, and Stein, he is going to get 50. And I can call him out when it's needed time to be. Yesterday was not as great, his finest hour by any stretch. Two picks, and then you got the game in your hands. You hit Kittle that first 15 yards. I'm like, oh boy, they're about to put. But then I was like, they don't have a kicker. Now you need a kicker. And you're going to throw something at me, and I don't care. I'll catch it. I wonder if some people or diehard Niner fans didn't like his answer about not knowing who the kickers were. No, like that's that. Like Belichick would know the name of the kickers, or maybe he didn't want to.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Share them. I'm just like, at this, you don't know. And maybe you really don't know, but maybe, you don't know.
Maybe it's
that's
not a
big deal,
maybe,
man.
Maybe he doesn't want to share it.
Huh? Say that.
Okay, maybe he doesn't know who. Who cares? Jan Smith, Jimmy Fox,
because the
Brad
whoever
Havens.
You pick are going to go along. I'm just, Stoney, be on top of everything I thought he was. Man. They're leaving a lot of meat on that field.
Maybe they're not.
30th in red zone efficiency with this weaponry?
Well, stop talking about the weaponry if it's not doing anything.
What if it's the maestro?
Okay, well then blame it on him. Blame it on Shanahan. Purdy wasn't very good yesterday.
Well, I'll give you that.
He wasn't. Jennings only caught one ball.
And got
his hand.
Yeah.
Early in the game, that obviously was a factor.
But Debo, Stoney, he was null and void. I'm not saying Debo's a bum or he didn't play. I like, what are you bringing to the table?
Well, I mean.
One reception for 11 yards, three targets.
Again.
And everything's in traffic.
Again,
to him.
I thought they had weaponry. Do they have weaponry or do they not have weaponry?
I don't think they're using it right. Defensively, they got Warner and Bosa.
Let's go to Nagy in Los Gatos.
Hey.
Nagy in Los Gatos. Hold on one sec, though. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What's up, Nagy?
It's okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I want to talk about so-called our genius coach at the 49ers. I don't get it. He is not a good coach. He is at best a good offensive coordinator, maybe. He does not know how to manage games. Historically, he's been losing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, in the critical games, few Super Bowls. It's on him. Fourth and 23, for God's sake, if you don't trust your punter to kick the field goal, punt it, put him deep. I don't get it why the media and you guys think that he is great. We have Belichick that has no job. I would, with no blink of an eye, fire Shanahan and get Belichick or anybody else. He's not a good coach.
But how do you explain all the winning the last 5 years? And you're right. I called him out for bad coaching in certain situations, but we can't ignore the rat on the table, which is the Niners have been in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC championship games. You got to give him some credit, man.
I give him credit. He's not a great coach.
Right.
What is his overall percentage as a coach? Barely 500. Mm-hmm. Is that a great coach? Is that a genius?
I mean, people would say those first 2 years probably obviously didn't help. But 925, the secret is out on the Niners. If you out-physical them in the trenches, you stand a puncher's chance. We saw yesterday against the Cardinals and before against the Rams.
You know what? It's easy to say that when you don't got your big brother with you. And your big brother is Christian McCaffrey. And you know what? It just set in on me, Stoney, at 11:02 a.m. on a Monday morning. Yeah, no victory Monday. At the end of the day, we all said this was a nothing burger for McCaffrey. The Niners will be fine offensively. And you know what we're starting to see? Maybe it's just they're not. When you miss a great back or a talent like Christian McCaffrey, there's consequences. So maybe I need to get off my horse and go back the other way, and I'm not making excuses, and say this is what is ailing this offense, the lack of the great Christian McCaffrey. But we all, they got weapons. Yeah, they do, but nothing like McCaffrey, and maybe he's the straw that stirs the drink. Do you buy that, or is that an excuse?
Well, it's a little of both. Shanahan, what's the plan for McCaffrey?
His plan is to continue his rehab, and every day you try to push the rehab more and more each day.
There you go. Push the rehab. You got to push the the rehab.
Right. Hey, man. I don't like any of it. I'm Troy Aikman right now, man. How can you?
How about some more Shanahan? This is from Purdy balancing the scrambling with the check down.
Is there a fine line sometimes of trying to exhaust the play and making something happen, and then sometimes maybe just taking a check down or throwing it away?
Yeah, always. I mean, that's why you try to cover that too when those things happen, good or bad. I mean, last week I thought it really helped out, and you made a number of plays with it, but I think I also said last week there was a couple that it hurt us on, and I'd say the same thing happened yesterday. There's always some good and bad for both of those things. You hope the good outweighs the bad, which it has. But there was a couple, in particular that sack on the 2nd and 14, that were tough to overcome.
Yeah, that was from today. Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy balancing, scrambling with staying in the pocket. Hey, Evan.
Oh.
Let me play something for Goo real quick. I kind of love this one.
I think we got four guys coming in later today.
Can you reveal who those are?
I don't know. I don't have their names. No, that's what the guys are working on now. Just finishing this game and getting started on all the Seattle stuff on the short week. So I know those guys are scrambling in. I think they got four guys coming, but I didn't get their names.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. I know I'm different, man. And maybe
Evan, you have a problem with Shanahan not knowing the kickers' names who are coming in.
Hey, maybe
Guru thinks he should be buttoned up and Belichick would know.
He truly did know.
Belichick didn't know the name of his kicker who was actually kicking for him.
Hey, I'm different, man.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Woody, I just want to ask you guys a few questions. One important question.
Okay.
First of all, I think the weather played a huge factor in the game. And then my other question is do you think it's time to hit the panic button, or the Niners are in a good position right now? Just put fire under them to play better. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, I mean, the heat.
Please stop,
the
Stoney.
Heat.
We don't do that.
Oh,
man.
We do it.
The other team had to play in the heat. That had nothing to do, the temperatures, with Mason getting the ball 14 times.
No, maybe it did. We don't know that.
What does that mean?
We don't know that.
These dudes practice all off season. This dude's a thoroughbred. Give him the rock. And this has been a constant. Why are you not feeding the beast? Especially now if Purdy is, reading the clippings, Donnie, and maybe he is having fun back there being Fran Tarkenton. But yesterday he got popped a couple times. And, the loss of 6 yards here, a loss of 8 yards, you are not going to be able to manipulate NFL defenses the way he has. And he made some good runs yesterday, Brock Purdy. But, Stoney, the first play of the second half went to Ayuk. Ayuk was open, ball hot. It was just a bad day for Purdy from an accuracy standpoint. But as far as fire, this ain't about no fire. The fire should have been lit last week, Stoney. This is about defense right now. They are not physical on that side of the ball. You got some studs, and you got one guy playing like a stud. I'm sorry. That's number 54. Outside of that, you don't know what you're going to get from the secondary. And who was that that got beat? Lenore on the play that would have been a touchdown. Kyler Murray missed, who's my guy was running open on the sideline in the fourth quarter. I was like, oh my God, he overthrew him. And he had beat, I think that was Lenore he had beat, but I'm just saying, this defense under Sorensen is nothing to write home about through five games.
Jordan Mason leads the league in carries by 10.
Okay.
He's got 105 carries. Okay, but the next highest has 95.
This is not major league. You ever heard of a guy, Derrick Henry? That's his claim to fame.
Mason's got more carries than him, though.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. No.
I'm just saying,
Jordan Mason
leads the league in carries, and it's kind of
I don't believe that's 10. Why he only had 14 yesterday. Kyle can't be thinking about that.
Well,
because
you,
it's in the
you
air.
Want him to think about that with McCaffrey and his workload.
And
maybe
he didn't. He blew past that.
Well, maybe he's thinking about it.
He didn't care about it. So now he cares about it?
Well, yeah.
But it's hurting your offense. I believe it's hurting your offense.
Maybe
you got something giving
you
6 yards a pop, and you limit yourself with that. Why? On a day where it's 100 degrees.
Maybe that's why.
But Arizona didn't do that with Connor.
Well, he had 18.
Who wore you down?
He had 18 carries.
Okay.
Mason had 14. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're just throwing questions out, and I'm trying to answer them.
But I don't know. I want some consistency. At least admit that your boy's being consistent. We said the same thing in the Minnesota game. He went away from Mason. And if it's all of a sudden these guys are on a pitch count, if you say that, I get it.
They probably
are. But a guy or a weapon that's averaging 6 yards a pop and is a big butt and is a load to take down, you need to keep doing that. Yesterday, Purdy should have maybe threw it 25 times until I find out they can stop my run. That's what's glaring to me about what's going on in Kyle's brain. And he's becoming pass happy.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.